This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in. Talk to us. We can discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson.
Come see us. Kellerman Insurance in Holton. Plan now for peace of mind later.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless, dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
If you're in the ag community, turn to the local five-star bank that understands who you are and what you do. We've been helping generations of farmers, ranchers, and ag producers with their banking and borrowing, and we would welcome the chance to help you as well.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302, or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManacle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Make a lasting impression with a graduation gift this year. Ideas from Lasting Impressions in Holton include monogrammed or personalized towels, backpacks, duffel bags, luggage, coolers, and many more. Unique and personalized graduation gifts from Lasting Impressions. Impressions, Highway 75 in Holton.
Out of the dugout and to the field, it's time for high school baseball on Kansaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Batter up.
And we welcome you into another broadcast of high school baseball here on KNZA 103.9 FM. And we're diving right into it, getting an early start here as Jefferson West is here at Sabetha taking on the Blue Jays. And as we get started here, the first pitch is high for ball one to the leadoff hitter for the Tigers. That would be Cole Gilbert, followed by Caden Stones and Devin Watkins. Swung on and missed. It's a 1-1 count. Pitching today for Sabetha would be Christian McAfee, the sophomore righty. We'll dive more into the lineups as we get going here, but thanks for tuning in to the broadcast this afternoon. And swung on and missed. Back-to-back strikes to Cole Gilbert, and he is down in the count, 1-2. Jefferson West, 5-1 this season. And just getting a piece is Gilbert, sending it back to the backstop. We'll do it again at 1-2. Sabetha also a good start. They've won 7 of their first 10. Kramer, Garber, Whitwer, and Grimm, the defense in the infield from third base to first for the Blue Jays. That one high and outside. We're evened up at 2-2. Cole Gilbert's a right-hander. Fouls that one straight back into the netting. We'll do it again at 2-2. Mentioned Gilbert, Stones, and Watkins here. Gage Galley in the cleanup spot. Brody Boyer batting fifth. Eli Roberts sixth. Dalton Bateman in the seventh spot. Adrian Keating is the eight-hole hitter, and Connor Rich rounding out the lineup as another one goes into the backstop, and we'll do it again. So a good battle here between Gilbert and McAfee here early to start the ball game. Gilbert a 368 average in the six games so far, 19 at-bats and seven hits, and he takes strike three, and down he goes to start. So the first out of the game recorded via a strikeout. That brings up the senior shortstop, Caden Stones. Fairly young lineup for both of these teams here this afternoon. Stones bats from the right side, and he takes right on the right edge for strike number one. McAfee working quickly here. Off speed, up and in. And the count is one ball and one strike. Jefferson West, last time out, they split at Holton. They won game one 19-8, but lost game two 13-3. That one is in there catching the outside corner. Stones now must protect. He's down 1-2. Outfield for Sabetha, Renier, Bauman, and Niehaus. That one up and in. And the count evens up here to Caden Stones at two balls and two strikes. Jeff West, they swept Sabetha last season. Both games were close, 9-7 and 8-5. And there's a swing and a miss. Strike number three and two up and two down via the strikeout here for McAfee to start. Devin Watkins, the senior pitcher today. And he'll step in from the right side, trying to avoid a 1-2-3 top of the first inning. McAfee with a fastball swung and fouls it back into the netting for strike one. If Watkins is able to get on, Galley will be due up next. Here's the pitch by McAfee, and that one is launched out of play. Just like that, Watkins down in the count, no balls and two strikes. Watkins steps in, batting 478. Down 0-2, swings and fouls this one once again out of play. And we'll do it again at 0-2. Jeff Wester, lone loss again, mentioning it to Holton last time out. They've swept Nemaha Central and Eudora so far this season. And still starting to make their way in. Closed on his stance, batting from the right side. No balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch from McAfee. Off speed, in there, strike three, and he strikes out the side in the top of the first inning. So we've played half an inning, no score here from Sabetha.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed three new heavy lifts for 1 tons, 3/4 tons. That's bale beds, and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive, just south of Holton on Highway 75.
We're more relationship focused versus just looking for a blemish on a credit score.
That's Ryan Befford, mortgage loan officer at the Farmers State Bank.
At Farmers State Bank, we really get to know the customers that we have. We know their financial goals. This really allows us to be more relationship focused.
Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
And quick work in the top of the first inning. Three up, three down, all via the strikeout. As Christian McAfee strikes out the side, Sabetha due up here in the bottom of the first, no score. It'll be Matthew Garber, Marcus Bauman, and Josh Herman. And if one of those three able to get on, Tristan Whitwer. Rest of the lineup, batting fifth is McAfee, as we just mentioned. Noel Niehaus is batting sixth. Seventh spot is Jonathan Renier, Jacob Grimm, and Mitchell Kramer will round out the Sabetha lineup here today. And Devin Watkins is the pitcher for Jefferson West. So no score, bottom of the first. Here we go for Sabetha. As Matthew Garber steps in. Kind of a slow start offensively, hitting just 194 so far. 7 hits in 36 at-bats. Watkins' first pitch off speed, swung on and missed, strike one. Seven hits and five driven in for Matthew Garber, the junior shortstop. Bats from the right side. Here's the 0-1. That one is in there. Quickly, Garber down 0-2. You'll expect a good one here this afternoon. Watkins looking outside, but it's off the plate now, 1-2. Blue Jays are 7-3. They split with Perry LeCompton on Tuesday. This one is hit up the middle, and that's going to find center field for a base hit. So a good job protecting by Garber down 1-2. He slaps one up the middle for a leadoff single. And the sophomore center fielder, Marcus Bauman, will step in. So Bauman steps in with a nice average, 382, 34 at-bats, 13 hits. He's driven in 8 with a couple of doubles and a triple. Takes outside here from a Watkins, ball 1. And Jeff West swept the 2 last year, but both games were close, 9-7 and 8-5. Quick throw back to first and nearly a pickoff play, but Garber gets back just in time. It's a nice play by Watkins. So the count 1-0 here to Bauman. Bats from the right side. Just a tad bit open on his stance. And he's going to slap one into right center field, and that's going to fall in for a hit. So a great start here for the Blue Jays as Garber holds up at second. So back-to-back singles to lead things off Watkins. And now that brings up Josh Herman, the junior catcher. So Garber at second, Bauman at first. Two on, nobody out here in the bottom of the first. Blue Jays threatening here. Trying to break a 0-0 tie. Herman steps in. And Watkins kind of hesitates to get off the bag and forcing Garber back to second. So we'll reset. Herman very open on his stance, flashing a bunt just for a second. Now puts it down, now pulls back and takes ball 1. Herman at 303, 33 at bats, and 10 hits so far. He's driven in 4 with a couple of doubles. Watkins looks back at second, pitch outside. And the count now 2-0 to Josh Herman. -72 degrees here at first pitch this afternoon. So more than a calm day here for some baseball, but the wind is certainly howling as that one is low and outside, and the count now 3-0. See what Herman does here with a batter's count, and he takes all the way, strike 1. The 3 balls and 1 strike to Josh Herman. Garber at second, Bauman at first, here in the bottom of the first, no score. Here's Watkins, 3-1. Takes all the way, and it's outside for ball 4, and the bases are loaded here with nobody out. So the cleanup man is up, and that's Tristan Whitworth, the senior second baseman, and this is why you're put in the cleanup spot as we get a courtesy runner over at first base. It'll be Harper Schmelsley, the junior. So the bases are loaded here for Whitworth, and he takes strike 1 from Watkins. McAfee on deck, so the Blue Jays threatening here to strike in the bottom of the first. As Watkins has put himself in a hole here early. Whitworth from the right side hits this one straight in the air. And the wind's going to play with this one a little bit in the infield, but the shortstop, that's Caden Stones, comes over and makes the catch, and that's a huge first out here in the bottom of the first. So no movement by any of the base runners. Garber at third, Bauman at second, Schmelzley at first. Now for Christian McAfee, the sophomore. He'll bat from the left side with the bases loaded and one out. Trying to break the scoreless tie here in the bottom of the first. He swings over the top of an off-speed pitch, and it's 0-1. McAfee, a 303 average, 10 hits and 33 at-bats. He's driven an 11. That's the most on the team. Watkins out of the windup. Here's the 0-1, and this one is roped into right field. Moving over the right fielder is Rich, and he makes a diving effort. And now the runner from third is going to tag, but they get the runner back at second anyway, so nobody is going to score after the bases were loaded with nobody out. So we end the bottom of the first. No score here from Sabetha. Back in a moment here on KNZA.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
KNZA.
Top of the second inning, no score. Jefferson West here at Sabetha. Blue Jays had the bases loaded with nobody out in the bottom of the first. Tristan Whitworth popped out to the shortstop, and then a line out to right field by Christian McAfee, and then Marcus Bauman was doubled up. After it was a beautiful play in right field by Rich on a diving effort and what turned into a 9-4-6 double play to end the inning with no runs across. So no runs and two hits, a couple left on. Now we hit the top of the second inning. Jeff West sending up Gage Galley to lead things off. The sophomore third baseman takes ball one. Galley steps in with a monster average of 5.56 here early on. He is now ahead in the count, 2-0. He's got 10 hits and 18 at-bats with 7 driven in. 2 have gone for extra bases, and that one he takes all the way for strike one. And McAfee gets back one there, and it's now 2-1. Slapped up the middle. Play by Garber, the shortstop, over to first in time. 6-3 on the putout, and that's the first out here in the second. So 4 up, 4 down for McAfee. And that brings up the sophomore catcher, Brody Boyer. So we've got a fairly young roster here for Jeff West. They do have 3 seniors, but 3 sophomores, 2 juniors, and a freshman. And the first pitch to Boyer, outside ball one. Boyer, 238 average, 5 hits, and 21 at-bats. He has driven in 2, all have been singles. He'll take one there on the outside corner. 4 strike, 1. 1 ball and 1 strike, 1 out, top of the second, no score. That one tails away outside, now 2-1. So McAfee pitching, Herman the catcher. Kramer at third, Garber at short, Whitworth at second, Grimm at first. This one slap foul into the Jeff West dugout, and count evens up at 2-2. As a team, Jefferson West hitting .405 so far this season. They have one home run. That was off the bat of Caden Stones, and there's one that's hit into the gap between first and second, lands into right field for a one-out single by Brody Boyer. So Boyer on first with one out. Eli Roberts, the sophomore first baseman, will step in. Roberts batting .455. He has five hits in 11 at-bats. He is driven in three. But now McAfee back into the stretch, and he throws one in there for strike one. You can hear the wind howling in from right field, 25, 30 miles per hour at times. That one's outside, ball one. So again, no score here in the top of the second inning. Boyer at first with one out. Roberts up there with a 1-1 count. Now there's the steal attempt and a beautiful throw by Herman, the catcher. And he is out with ease at second base as Boyer is gunned down for the second out of the inning. So now two on and nobody out. And the count now 1-2 to Roberts. Wasn't a great jump at first, but Herman with a picture-perfect throw down to second base for the out. Off speed inside, ball two. A correction, the count is 3-1. To an opportunity, hitter's count. McAfee back out of the windup and a check swing and fouled out of play. And the count moves forward to 3-2. Defense fairly straight up right now for Sabetha, mentioning that wind coming in from right field, so lefty's trying to pull, ain't going to get it very far. And swung on and missed, strike three, and just like that, the inning is done. So McAfee now records his fourth strikeout. We've played an inning and a half here at Sabetha, no score between the Blue Jays and the Tigers.
Service is the key word you get when you pull into AG's Service at 121 South 8th in Sabetha. Their goal is complete car care. They do custom exhaust, wheel alignments, brakes, shocks, struts, and tie rod ends. See them for tune-ups, oil and lube, batteries, tires, and computerized wheel balancing. And keep your vehicle looking good with their touchless automatic car wash. Stop in. They earn your business at AG's Service, 121 South 8th in Sabetha.
The number one priority at Sabetha Community Hospital is the health of you and your family. That's why the hospital offers the surgical services of local surgeons. Dr. Susan Young and Aaron Brown provide 24/7 surgical coverage and are committed to help develop and grow healthy general surgery programs. And they understand the challenges facing rural hospitals. Most surgical procedures can be performed on site at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the surgeries offered, as well as many resources and other information at SabethaHospital.com.
103.9 FM KNZA.
So to the bottom of the second inning we go. Still no score between Jeff West and Sabetha. Some high school baseball here this afternoon on a KNZA. No runs, one hit. Nobody left in that last half inning for the Tigers. Now Sabetha up here in the second with Niehaus, Renier, and Grimm. If one of those three able to get on, then Kramer will be due up. Watkins' first pitch swung on and missed for strike one. Niehaus right at a .300 average during his ninth game of the season as he fouls this one third base side and quickly down in the count 0-2. 300 average, six hits, in 20 at-bats. He has driven in 9 and has 2 doubles and a triple. Takes that one outside, ball 1. Bats from the right side, open on his stance. Needs to protect, down 1-2. Watkins shakes off a couple signs. Now gets the one he wants. Lifts and fires. Just missing the outside corner. It's 2-2. Sabetha is a team just right above 300 at 304. They have hit one home run this season. That was off the bat of Whitwer. This one's fouled left side, so do it again at 2-2. Betha again 7-3. They were swept at Royal Valley a couple of weeks ago. Those finals were 3-2 and 11-1. Another foul straight back into the netting. Do it again at 2-2. And then they also again split with Perry LeCompton on a Tuesday, losing game 1 10-3, but bouncing back and winning game 2 16-6. And there's a strike 3 call catching the outside corner, and Niehaus is down on strikes for out number 1. And the first strikeout recorded by Watkins. So here's the junior left fielder, Jonathan Renier. 385 average, 10 hits, and 26 at-bats. He'll take ball 1 from Watkins. You can hear the wind howling, at times picking up. This one catching the outside corner. The count evens up at 1-1. Here's Watkins 1-1. Off speed, kind of a golf-like swing, fouls it out of play. And Renier down at the count, 1-2. Jacob Grimm, the sophomore, is on deck. Here's the 1-2, outside. Now 2-2. So a quick pace here to start. One out here in the bottom of the second, still no score. Ground ball left side to the shortstop, Stones, hops it off his knee, late on the throw, and then that one's going to get away, but no advancement by Renier. It's going to be an error by Stones, and Renier's on with one out. Stones certainly had an opportunity, boots it off his knee, and at that point had lost time, and Renier able to beat the throw that was wide and off target. So a runner at first with one down. Quick throw by Watkins back to first. Renier slides back in safely. And Jacob Grimm, the sophomore, steps in. And Grimm batting 333, appearing in his 7th game of the year. Check swing, but goes through it. And it's strike 1. 333 average, 2 hits, and 6 at-bats. One of those went for extra bases. Bats from the right side, open on his stance. He's got Renier at first with one out, and there he goes. Swung on and missed for strike 2. Throw down to second, not in time, and it's a stolen base for Jonathan Renier. But Grimm now down in the count, 0-2, with Mitchell Kramer on deck. Watkins slow out of the stretch, looking back at second at Renier, lifts and fires, just missing outside 1-2. Five of the 7 wins this year for Sabetha, they've scored double-digit runs. Another one off the plate, now evened up at 2-2. Trying to strike first. Here no score. Bottom of inning number 2. Here's Watkins' delivery. That one gets the outside corner for strike 3. And the second strikeout recorded by Watkins, and now there's two outs here for Mitchell Kramer. The Rainier at second, two down, no score. Kramer, the number nine hitter, the freshman, steps in from the right side. Watkins fires the first pitch off the plate, and ball one. Kramer appearing in his eighth game, .333 average, three hits and nine at-bats. He has driven in three, including a double. Here's the 1-0. Missing again, now 2-0. Niehaus struck out to begin the inning. Rainier reached on an error, and then Grimm just struck out after Rainier stole second. Base hit could break the tie. That one finds the plate, now 2-1. See how this game plays out, but Sabeth had the bases loaded with nobody out in the first, and they were unable to score. Here's the pitch. High chopper left side. It's in play for Galley. A long throw, and it's not in time. No chance to beat the speed of Kramer, and now runners at the corners with two down. So it's up to Garber, who singled in the first. He's got Rainier at third and Kramer at first with two down. His single right up the middle as Watkins throws over to first. And Kramer slides back safely. So Garber waiting for the first pitch. Here it is. Low and outside, ball one. And Garber trying to find a rhythm after entering today with a 194 average. There's a steal attempt and a long throw that gets into center field, and that's going to draw first blood as a runner from third, Rainier, will score, as that's going to be an error by the catcher in Boyer as that throw went sailing into center field. Certainly putting the pressure on the Jeff West defense, and Sabetha strikes first with a 1-0 lead. And Kramer now at second base with two outs as this one is swung on and missed by Garber. So the count right now at 1-2. Here's the pitch, runner going, swung on and missed. It doesn't matter, and they'll have to make the play down at first base. They do, and that will end the inning. So a strikeout, but Sabetha gets the first run of the game as they lead at 1-0 over Jeff West after two innings. As we'll have more high school baseball after this here on at KNZA.
Flatbed drivers, CAMTS in Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors, choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call CAMTS in Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
It's never easy or convenient when your truck breaks down, on the road or in the field. Floyd's Truck Repair can get you back going quickly with experience and efficient service. No matter what the problem is, how big or small, Floyd's Truck Repair, the trusted choice for 40 years at the old junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Kansas Insurance Group in Sabetha is affiliated with Kansas Insurance and their many locations throughout the state. This gives them the volume necessary to attract insurance markets that help you, the customer, in coverage and price. Plus, they're locally owned and invested in Northeast Kansas. Want to learn more? Stop by 621 Main in Sabetha or give them a call, 785-284-7611.
Kansaland Radio.
Now, Sabetha strikes first, a 1-0 lead here as we hit the third inning. It was an unearned run, a couple of errors by the Jeff West defense, allowing a run to score. So it's Dalton Bateman The junior second baseman to lead things off here for Jeff West in the third, down 1-0. McAfee's pitch missing for ball one. And Christian McAfee off to a good start. He struck out four of the first six. This one swung on and missed. Now the count is one ball and one strike. Bateman bats from the left side, open on his stance, the 1-1, high and outside. And it's now 2-1. Out of the stretch. There's the 2-1 pitch. An inside-out swing, and it's slapped into left field, and that's going to be a base hit. And a long turn at first, but it's a single for Dalton Bateman, and a good start for Jeff West here in the third. Adrian Keating, the senior designated hitter, will bat now. As Keating playing in his fifth game of the year, batting .538, 7 hits and 13 at-bats. One of those hits a double. He's driven in four. He's got a runner at first with nobody down. His team down 1-0 here in the third. McAfee's first pitch missing inside for ball one. Connor Rich, the freshman right fielder, is due up next as Jeff West trying to battle back here in the third inning. Down 1-0. That one misses as well. It's now 2-0. Keating bats from the right side. Decent lead, and there's the jump. Taking for strike two. Throw by Herman, and for a second time in as many tries, Herman guns a runner down at second. And just like that, there's the big first out here in the top of the third. Boyer was caught stealing in the second. Now Bateman, the victim here in the third. And now the count here, 3-1 to Keating. He does have that hitter's count. And now nobody on with one out. Fouls this one out of play. Vehicles beware. And the count moves full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Out of the windup, McAfee. This one is slapped down the right field line, and that's going to stay inside for a base hit. So just under the glove of Grimm over there at first base, and now you look back at the caught stealing just a moment ago, and what could have been, but Keating with a one-out single, and Connor Rich will step in. Keating at first, one out. And that one gets away, and that's going to be a wild pitch that gets to the backstop. And with these, Keating will take second base. So now a runner in scoring position with one out. And the number nine hitter, Connor Rich. Getting .267 so far, four hits and 15 at-bats this year for the freshman. This one missing as well, and the count now 2-0 here to Rich. Sun's starting to peek through the clouds, a little overcast to start. Breezy temperature-wise, low 70s. Here's the 2-0 to Rich. And that one is hit well into left center field, and that's going to drop in for a hit. They're going to wave Keating around third. He's chugging along. Here's a play at the plate, and he is out. How about that? Keating gunned down at home, and that was beautifully done. It was cut down by Grimm, the first baseman, passing along to Herman, and a missed opportunity for Jeff West as there's now two outs. So two Jeff West runners have been caught stealing second, and now a runner thrown out at home. Here's a slow grounder up the middle, played by the shortstop Garber, and the throw on to first is in time, and that ends the top of the third. So another opportunity missed by Jefferson West. We've played 2.5 here at Sabetha. Blue Jays lead it 1-0.
How about some fresh sushi? Here at Country Mart in Sabetha is proud to offer American fresh sushi every day. Check out the full menu with nearly 20 cooked sushi options and a variety of raw options as well. All delicious and made fresh daily by a sushi chef at Garrett Country Mart. Every Tuesday is sushi sales day, and many items are just $5. Custom orders are also welcome. Join the many repeat customers and folks coming from miles around to try the American fresh sushi department at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food and good experienced people. Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Sabetha's defense has been the key through 2.5 innings as they lead Jefferson West here 1-0. So we head to the bottom of inning number 3. Marcus Baumann will lead things off. Josh Herman, the catcher, has gone 2 down at second. And just that last half inning, a runner was gunned down at home. What would have tied the game. But instead, we still stand at 1-0 as Baumann takes ball one here from Devin Watkins. Second pitch swung on and missed, and it's now 1-1. Baumann singled and was caught in the double play in the first when the Blue Jays had the bases loaded with nobody out. That ended the inning. Second pitch there swung on and missed as well. So quickly, a 1-2 count here to Baumann. Josh Herman due up next. Blue Jays a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the third. Off speed and really had him confused on that one. Swung on and missed. And that's strikeout number 4 by Watkins. And the first out of the inning, Herman steps in. He walked in the first. That's from the right side, open on his stance. Takes one a little low and outside for ball one. So far, 1 run, 3 hits, no errors for Sabetha. No runs, 1 hit, 2 errors for Jefferson West, as that one skips in the dirt, ball two. Sabetha averaging just a little over 9 runs per game this season. That one right down Broadway for strike one. And a good crowd on hand as some people flying in late to this one. Another swing and a miss. And from 2-0, the count even Stevens now at 2-2. Tristan Whitworth due up next. Ground ball left side. Stones has it deep. Throw from short, and it's in time. Well done by Stones, the shortstop. And that goes down as a 6-3 putout, and quickly 2 up, 2 down here in the third. Here's Tristan Whitworth, a senior second baseman who popped out to shortstop. He had the chance with the bases loaded and nobody out in the first. And popped out to the shortstop Stones for the first out of that inning. He takes strike one here. Defense fairly straight up at the moment. Stones playing rather deep over there at shortstop. And then swinging an off-speed pitch that was off the plate and missing for strike two. And Whitworth now down in the count 0-2. And Watkins delivers the 0-2. That one skips in the dirt, ball one. Jeff West defensively in the outfield. Euler in left, Gilbert in center, Rich in right. Here's the 1-2. Outside. Evened up at two balls and two strikes. So again, a 1-0 Sabetha lead. It was an unearned run in the second inning. Watkins trying to make quick work here in the third. This one is hit hard. Second base side to Bateman and through his glove and into center field for a hit. And that's going to be marked as an error by the second baseman, Bateman. And that's the third error by the Jeff West defense here in the ballgame so far. That brings up McAfee, who started what was a 9-4-6 double play to end the first as he lined out to right field in what was a heck of a catch by Rich in right field. He threw it to the cutoff man at second, who then got the runner out at second, which was at the time Bauman. Quick throw back to first. Whitwer back in time. It's a 1-0 count here to McAfee. And he bats wide open stance from the left side. No batting gloves. Here's a steal attempt. Throw to second. It's well off and an easy steal for Whitwer. And he's in a scoring position now with two outs. Another opportunity here for McAfee with a runner in scoring position. And he's got the favorable count at 2-0. Here's the pitch, and that one is hit off the end of the bat into center field. It's going to be a hit. The runner's coming around to Whitworth from third, and they're going to cut him off as the throw home was on the money. So Whitworth is held at third base, and McAfee moves up to second on the throw. So it's a single for McAfee and then gets to second on the throw. So Noel Niehaus steps in, the junior right fielder, with runners at second and third with two outs. So big opportunity to extend on this lead. Courtesy runner checks in here for Sabetha at second. That'll be Chase Frey. The runners at second and third. First pitch in there from Watkins to Niehaus for strike one. 1-0 Sabetha lead here in the bottom of the third. They have a chance here with two outs and two on. Here's the 0-1. Hit to the left side. Third baseman Galley lost it, bobbled, and everyone's going to be safe. And it's another error by the Jeff West defense. And Sabetha tacks on another. It's 2-0. The Niehaus on with the E5. Now Jonathan Rennier steps in, runners at the corners with two outs, and a 2-0 lead now for Sabetha. So again, four errors already by the Jeff West defense. Another chance here. And Watkins steps off the rubber and keeps the runners honest over at first and third. So it's McAfee at third, Niehaus at first, with two outs. Watkins out of the stretch. First pitch. Catches the outside corner to Rennier for strike one. Rennier did reach on an error, and he scored the first run of the game as they were trying to gun a runner down at second, and Boyer's throw was launched into center field, which allowed Rennier to score from third. Fouls this one off, and it's 0-2. So it's a 2-0 Sabetha lead here in the bottom of the third. Both runs have been unearned. The Jeff West defense not helped The cause for Watkins today is a late swing and a miss, and there's a strikeout. So minimal damage done, but Sabetha does tack on another. After three innings of play, Blue Jays leading it 2-0 over Jefferson West.
My name is Kristen Morey, and I have been a chiropractic assistant at Lugert Chiropractic and Wellness for 7 years. What I enjoy most about my job is the family atmosphere and connection we have with our patients. I love working with patients, and my responsibility is to educate and encourage them on how to do exercises and make better lifestyle choices. I am also passionate about teaching my family and friends about the importance of chiropractic, and it's easy to share this message when you believe in what you do. Come let us take care of you today at Lugert Chiropractic and Wellness. In Sabetha.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SPX Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
Now 2-0 Sabetha lead over Jefferson West, and it's really been the Jeff West defense that's hurt themselves so far. Four errors that's led to the two unearned runs. But again, one run, one hit, two errors, and two left on base that last half inning for the Blue Jays. And it's 2-3 and 4-2 up here in the top of the fourth for Jeff West as Caden Stones leads things off and takes ball one from Christian McAfee. And McAfee's been great, giving up just one run here to start the fourth. That one high and tight, 2-0 here to Caden Stones, who struck out in the first. Four strikeouts so far by McAfee. Here's the 2-0 upstairs. See how Stones handles a 3-0 count here to start the fourth inning. His team is down 2-0. Outside of the wind, a little gusty today. Temperature-wise, beautiful afternoon for baseball here in northeast Kansas. Here's the 3-0, and ooh, it hits him. Hits him up near the shoulder, and he will take first base. So Stones is hit by the pitch. And the leadoff man is on here for Jeff West in the fourth. And that brings up Devin Watkins. Let's see if Jeff West can put a rally together. Down 2-0 here, starting the fourth inning. And Watkins up there with Stones at first as McAfee a quick throw to first base, keeping Stones honest. And we've seen two runners already gunned down by Herman, and a pretty good lead over there by Stones. Doesn't go. And Watkins takes strike one. It'll be interesting to see if they gamble here and try to move Stones up the second base, but again, Josh Herman's been very good behind the dish. 2-for-2, gunning runners down, and then he hesitates. And another great throw there to second, but Stones did not run. And knew it right away. And he is back at first. With a count now at 0-2 here for Watkins. Another throw back to first, so Stones is certainly messing around with McAfee a little bit. He's definitely got a sizable lead. Doesn't go, and the pitch is swung on and missed. Might have got a piece, but Herman gloves it for the first out, and it's another strikeout. Make it 5 for Christian McAfee. With Gage Galley now up to the sophomore third baseman. But again, Stones at first, now one out. There he goes. Stones will take off. Another chance for Herman. Beautiful throw, and he got him. Unbelievable. You would think Jefferson West would know better, but they tried, and Herman guns down his third runner of the day. And now two outs and nobody on. And Galley with a 1-0 count. And That one finds the strike zone. Galley now 1-1 count to him. Chance for McAfee to put up another zero. That one high and outside. Make it 2-1. We'll see how aggressive Jeff West wants to be the rest of the game, but they have gone 0-for-3 trying to steal second. High fly ball. It's going to stay in the infield. Wynn's going to play with this one a little bit, but out into short center field is the second baseman, Whitworth, to make the catch. And another zero on the board as McAfee thrown four scoreless innings here against Jeff West. So we've played 3.5, so Betha with a 2-0 lead over the Tigers. Back in a moment.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Morrill Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Morrill Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
103.9 FM KNZA.
To the bottom of the fourth we go. Sabetha 2-0 lead here over Jefferson West. Again, thanks for tuning in. Colin Feldkamp in the studio. Brandon Tadman is with you here from Sabetha. It's a windy, warm day. It was 72 at first pitch. Eight, nine, one in the order here for the Blue Jays. Grimm, Kramer, and Garber here in the fourth. As again, they lead it 2-0. First pitch swinging, high fly ball down the right field line into foul territory, and it drops as Roberts and Rich both honing in on it but unable to make a play, and it's just a long strike one. Grimm struck out looking his first time up in the second. So far, two runs, four hits, no errors for the Blue Jays. No runs, one hit, and four errors for Jefferson West. That's really been the difference. Their defense has not helped them out here this afternoon as Watkins has pitched fairly well for them. Here's the 0-1, ground ball right side, chopped up to Bateman. Good hop, gets it cleanly in a nice toss to first, and a 4-3 put out to begin the fourth. And Grimm now 0-for-2 on the day. Now up the number nine hitter, that's Kramer. Mitchell Kramer, the freshman, reached on an infield single in the second. Eventually stole second base, but was stranded there to end the inning. Watkins' first pitch off speed, missing for ball one. Now one's finds the strike zone. 1-1 is the count. Five strikeouts on the day here for Watkins. Both pitchers have pitched very well, but again, as we have mentioned, the defense for Jeff West has hurt them here in game one as that one's off speed and upstairs. Now 2-1. Kramer bats from the right side. He's playing third today. Slightly open on his stance. Watkins, the 2-1 delivery. Swung on, ground ball, shortstop side. Stones has it. He's been money over there at short. You can't get it past him. Another clean throw to first, and a 6-3 put out, and two up and two down here in the bottom of the fourth. Back to the top of the order with Garber, who singled and struck out. He is 1-for-2 on the day. A 2-0 Sabetha lead here in a quick move in game one. Bottom of inning number four. That one is low and in the dirt, ball one. Garber again came in with a 194 average. It's 1-for-2 today. We'll take that one on the outside corner for strike one. Here's the 1-1 by Watkins, off speed and just getting a piece of it and fouling it off is Garber. Now needs to protect. He's down 1-2. So Watkins trying to battle back and get a 1-2-3 inning here and keep it a 2-0 deficit. Here's Watkins, 1-2. Ground ball, shortstop side. Another play here for Stones. This time it pops out of the glove, but gathers and his throw is wide. And now Garber's caught in a rundown between first and second as he is now officially in a pickle. And did he get tagged? I think he did, and there's the out. So what was an error by the shortstop Stones, he kept it inside the line and then all of a sudden was caught and had to take off for second, but ultimately was tagged out, and that will end the inning. So we'll head to the fifth inning of play here in Sabetha. Blue Jays a 2-0 lead over Jefferson West.
Ag producers, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Jim Cole with GN Bank. We are asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see the opportunity. We're not just interested in opening new accounts. We like and want to build relationships. At GN Bank, we have experienced lenders, exceptional service that makes us the best place to bank and borrow. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and in the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
Push more, pull more, lift more, and save more with a new Mahindra tractor right now at Heinen Repair. Take advantage of cash discounts and low interest or no interest financing up to 84 months available with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Mahindra is the official tractor of Tough, and you're tough too. Sounds like we have a lot in common. Save big on Mahindra at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or online at HeinenRepair.com.
KNZA.
Well, kind of a bizarre way to end the fourth inning, but ultimately turned into a three-up, three-down frame for Watkins and crew, and we stand at 2-0 Sabetha here as we start inning number five. Brody Boyer, Eli Roberts, Dalton Bateman do up for the Tigers here in the fifth, as McAfee back to work. His first pitch in the dirt, ball one. No runs, one hit, five errors for Jeff West here in game one. Ground ball, shortstop side. Garber on an ice hop, takes his time, low throw, and it gets away. And it gets into the dugout, and that's going to allow Boyer to get up to second. That'll be an error by Garber. And just like that, the Tigers are runner in scoring position with nobody out here in the fifth. And then a courtesy runner now over there at second base. It'll be Sam Brocksterman, a junior. So Brocksterman running for Boyer. Reached on an air, and the throw into the dugout gets him up to second. There's a bunt straight back to the pitcher is Roberts, and a chance at third, not in time, and now both runners are going to be safe. McAfee took the chance and thought about trying to get the lead runner at third, but there was no chance to be made. So it's going to be Roberts reaching on a fielder's choice. So now the Tigers in business, runners at the corners, with nobody out here in the fifth, down 2-0. So Roberts tried to lay down the sack bunt, as it looks like we'll have another courtesy runner here. Is Drew Beelman looks to be the courtesy runner here for the Tigers. So they got two courtesy runners on as they try to get on the board here for the first time. Now McAfee steps off the rubber. The runners at the corners with nobody down. Not an ideal start for Sabetha here in the top of the fifth, clinging to a 2-0 lead. and the Tigers fighting with a chance to do some damage. As it's Dalton Bateman, the junior second baseman. He'll bat from the right side, or the left side. Well, he grounds one to the second baseman. One on to first in time. It is a 4-6-3 double play. The run scores to make it 2-1, but I'm sure if you're Sabetha, you take that in a heartbeat. And just like that, there are nobody on with two outs. So Bateman into the 4-6-3 double play, and that brings up Adrian Keating, a designated hitter who singled, and he was the runner that was gunned down at home in the third. Jeff West was trying to get their first run. He tried to score from second on a single, but was gunned down. Grimm made a nice play as the cutoff man. But one run across, two outs, nobody on. Choppy ground ball to the right side. Easy play for Grimm, the first baseman. He touches first unassisted, and that's the inning. Well, it went from two on and nobody out to one run across and three outs fairly quickly. So we've played four and a half. Tigers get on the board, but they trail still here at Sabetha, 2-1.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Green Snap and Wind can also be added for corn. Call Beth Dieters or Fran Reitz today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
At Holton Community Hospital and our family medicine clinics, delivering quality care is not only our responsibility, but our passion. We think of care not just about treating symptoms, but also about attention to the whole person. We are dedicated to serving our community in every way. Let us provide your personalized care with Hometown Heart. That's what we do. Holton Community Hospital and Holton, Hoyt, and Wetmore Family Medicine, together we will show you the difference between treatment and care. Visit HoltonHospital.com for more information.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
So as we start at the bottom of the fifth, Jeff West going with the new pitcher. That would be Adrian Keating, who was the designated hitter, so it looks like the defense will stay the same for Jefferson West as they do nab their first run of the game. It was an RBI by Bateman, though, who had grounded out into a double play. It was a 4-6-3 double play with the runners at the corners. But the threat very limited, so a 2-1 Sabetha lead as we enter the bottom of the fifth. So Bauman will lead things off as Watkins, four innings, four hits, two runs, none of which were earned. As Bauman takes strike one, he struck out five as well. So a pretty good outing for Devin Watkins, but his day is done as Adrian Keating throws strike one to Bauman. That one outside and evened up at one ball and one strike. Bauman singled and was stranded in the first and struck out in the third. He is one for two. High fly ball. It's going to stay inside, but in foul territory. The catcher trying to make the play. He does, and Boyer snags out number one and then launches it into left field, trying to hit the third baseman. So Bauman fouls out to the catcher. Josh Herman steps in. 2-1 Sabetha lead here in the bottom of the fifth. Pretty fast-moving pace here to this first game. Two runs, four hits for Sabetha. One run on one hit for Jeff West. And Keating's first pitch here to Herman is upstairs, ball one. Herman walked in the first and grounded out to short in the third. He is 0 for 1. And he takes outside. Now the count 2-0. Here's Keating's 2-0 pitch, and it's going to hit Herman in the back off speed. Second time we've seen a batter hit by a pitch today. And there's one on and one out here for Sabetha. Tristan Whitworth, the senior, steps in, popped out to short his first time up, reached on an air. And Schmelzley comes in once again to courtesy run for Herman. So he's at first with one out. As Whitworth steps in, he reached on an air his last time up and scored the lone run in the third. That one outside by Keating, ball one. Six total errors in the game. The Jeff West defense has committed five. They came into the game with 21 errors on the year through six games, and they have committed five here today so far. Whitworth, a swing and a miss. Now the count 1-1. Not much of a lead for Schmelzley at first. That one up and in. Now 2-1 with Christian McAfee on deck. Whitworth from the right side. Tad open on his stance. Keating's pitch, a little movement on it, and hit off the inside parts of the bat. And the second baseman makes the play for out number two as Whitworth flies out through the second baseman, Bateman. And now two outs here for Christian McAfee. Schmelzley at first, two outs. It's up to McAfee to try to keep the inning alive. Bats from the left side. He is one for two today with a single. And he takes outside ball one. So Keating coming in for Watkins on the mound, trying to put up a zero here in the bottom of the fifth to keep his team within one. There goes Schmelzley. Here's a steal attempt. Boyer, great throw, gets him with ease, and that'll end the inning. So Schmelzley didn't have much of a lead and kind of a late jump, but Boyer had a great throw, and that's the fourth time we've seen a runner today gunned down at second. So we've played five, a close one. Here from Sabetha, Blue Jays lead the Tigers 2-1.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay through the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something if you can't brag about how expensive it was? If you want to pay more, don't go to Wilson Tire. Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
She couldn't take her first steps without you letting go. He couldn't run off to his first day of school without you letting go. Taking off the training wheels, getting a license, seems like them growing up is about you letting go. For all those times, your State Farm agent is there, with college savings, life insurance, and more. Your agent's there to help you get a grip whenever it's time.
Dad, I'm getting married.
To let go again.
Call agent Gus Suarez at 364-3890 or visit Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
A good one inside the Big 7 here today as Jefferson West here at Sabetha. Blue Jays with a 2-0 lead as we start inning number 6. Nine-one-two in the order. Connor Rich leads things off as McAfee back to work. First pitch swinging, fouled out of play for strike one. Rich singled in his lone at bat so far in the third. A 2-1 Sabetha lead as we start inning number 6. Ground ball left side. Garber, the shortstop, will have it. Plays it on a hop. Long throw in time. And a good first down here for Sabetha as that one goes 6-3. And back to the top of the order with Cole Gilbert. So nobody on. One out here in the 6th. 2-1 Sabetha. Gilbert is 0-for-2. A strikeout and a ground out. First pitch swinging back into the netting, and it's 0-1. Well, Jeff West, just one hit today and five errors defensively, yet they only find themselves down 2-1. Off speed, curls in there for strike two, and now Gilbert needs to protect it 0-2. Not the third time this afternoon, the sun's kind of peeked through the overcast clouds and reach its way to the field. Ground ball left side, but foul. And we'll do it again at 0-2. No balls and two strikes. Gilbert needs to protect. Here's the pitch from McAfee. The ground ball left side. Again, it's foul. Pretty similar results as the last pitch. And now we'll do it again at least one more time at 0-2. McAfee still out there. He's recorded five strikeouts today. That one gets away. Outside, ball one. Count now 1-2. Here's the 1-2. Swung on and fouled back again. So a good job here by Gilbert to hang around. Fouled off a few. Two runs, four hits, one error for Sabetha. One run, one hit, five errors for the Tigers. Here's the 1-2. Off speed, just missing high and tight. Gilbert still battling, now 2-2. Here's the windup in the pitch. Hit off the inside part of the bat. Another one goes foul down the first base side. And once again, Gilbert continues the battle in this at bat. From the right side, open stance. 2-2 delivery here for McAfee. Swung on and missed, and finally gets him with the strikeout. And it's strikeout number six for McAfee, and now two up and two down here in the frame. And it'll be up to Caden Stones to try to keep this inning afloat. Struck out in the first. He was hit by a pitch and caught stealing in the fourth. Josh Herman has done a great job calling this game. He's a Betha catcher. He's gunned down three runners at second here today and has tagged out a runner at home. First pitch here by McAfee. Low and inside, ball one to Stones, who's played very well defensively, although he did have one of the five errors, but he's made some good plays over there at shortstop. That one gets away as well, now 2-0. Trying to keep this inning alive. Nobody on, two outs. A 2-1 Sabetha lead here in the top of the sixth. Here's the delivery. It's upstairs, and now Stone's in a good spot at 3-0. Devin Watkins due up next. And taking all the way on 3-0, it finds the outside corner for strike number one. So a 3-1 count here to Stones. Watkins trying to get through another inning, and that one's going to hit him through it. And the second straight time that Stones has been hit in the back. Looks like he showed a little bit of frustration there. And that's the third batter we've seen hit tonight. And he's on with two outs for Devin Watkins. Watkins 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. But the tying run is at first base here in the sixth. And we saw Stones get greedy when he was hit in the fourth. He was caught stealing. And once again, he's got a pretty sizable lead over there at first base as McAfee watching him over there slowly as this one is hit towards left field, and not moving much is Renier. He makes the play, and just like that, the side is retired. So one left, no runs across, and at the end of 5.5 innings, Sabetha still holding on to a 2-1 lead.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services,
precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal, and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Houlton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Houlton. Our family caring for yours.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Colin Feldkamp in studio. Brandon Tamman with you. Quick pace to this ball game here today. Sabetha holding on to a 2-1 lead here at home over Jefferson West. Big 7 baseball action. As Jeff West will have one more opportunity next inning, but can the Blue Jays tack on an insurance run or two? Bottom of the sixth inning, it's 5, 6, and 7 in the order. So Christian McAfee will lead things off, followed by Niehaus and Renier. A 2-1 Sabetha lead to start the bottom of the sixth. First pitch from Keating, swung on and missed, strike one. McAfee lined out into that inning-ending double play in the first. He'll ground one here to the second baseman, Bateman, who throws up and makes the play to first to Roberts for route number one, as that one goes 4-3. Noel Niehaus, the right fielder, will bat next. Niehaus 0-2, strikeouts, and then reached on an error in the third. It's Keating's first pitch to him off speed. Hit off the end of the bat. Right side in play. And a beautiful catch made by the second baseman, Bateman, who goes diving into short right center field and quickly two up, two down here in the bottom of the sixth. And it'll be up to Renier to try to keep things moving. First pitch swung on and missed as got a new hitter up here for Sabetha. Aiden Lang will bat here for Jonathan Renier. And he's quickly down in the count 0-1. Hits this one back up the middle, but a slow roller. Bateman has it. Throw to first, gets away and into the dugout. And so Lang will move up to second base on another error by the Jeff West defense. And a runner in scoring position now for Jacob Grimm. So Grimm 0-2, a strikeout and a ground out. He's got a runner in scoring position with two outs. Sabetha certainly love an insurance run here going into the seventh. They currently lead it 2-1. First pitch from Keating to Grimm, high and outside for ball one. Grimm bats from the right side, the sophomore, playing first base. Keating's pitch in there and evens the count at one ball and one strike. So Lang at second, two outs. Sabetha with a 2-1 lead here, bottom of the sixth. Keating's pitch, ground ball left side, playable. Galley has it at third, takes his time, throw across the diamond in time, and that is out number three, and Jeff West will have one more opportunity to keep this game alive. We head to the seventh. It's Sabetha holding on to a 2-1 lead.
At Foster Ford in Houlton, we take a lot of pride in our hometown service. From our upfront sales department to our friendly and professional parts and service, we work diligently every day to make you the customer number one. So when you're ready to make your next car, SUV, or truck purchase, think Foster Ford. Stop and visit with Ray, Scott, Jordan, or me, Lonnie Coder, on Highway 75 in Holton, or check us out online at FosterFordInc.com.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, we're down to the final inning. As we hit the top of the seventh, Sabetha trying to win it here. Jeff West has one more opportunity to keep this game alive as McAfee will try to potentially hurl a complete game one hitter. As Jeff West to this point, just one hit in the ball game. As that was back in the second inning. But just nothing doing for them since. So McAfee to work here to Gage Galley, the sophomore third baseman. He takes one on the outside corner for strike number one. Galley, Boyer, and Roberts. Needing at least one run to keep this game moving. This one fouled straight back behind us. And quickly, Galley jumps behind at 0-2. Ground out and a pop out. Galley 0-2 in this game. That one nearly hit him, but he ducks out of the way. It's now 1-2. That one just missing outside. Now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sabetha got 1 in the 2nd, 1 in the 3rd. Jeff West's lone run came in the 5th. High fly ball, but it's going to sail out of play into the seats. And it's just a loud strike, and we'll do it again at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sabetha trying to move to 8-3. This one is roped into left field, but coming on to make the play for out number one as it's Lang who moved out to cover for Renier in left field. So Lang does a nice job here to record the first out. Now it's Boyer. Takes upstairs, ball one. Who has the lone hit for Jeff West. It was a single back in the 2nd. One of the victims of Josh Herman, he was gunned down at 2nd trying to steal as he takes strike one. Now 1 ball and 1 strike. And then he did reach on an error and scored the lone run of the game in the 5th. That one swung on and missed and quickly down, 1 ball and 2 strikes. McAfee winds and fires, just missing outside, 2-2. We've seen that pitch called strikes on multiple occasions, that outside part of the plate, not this time. So the count evens at 2-2. Here's the pitch. That one a little more outside. It goes to a full count now at 3-2. So a big spot here. Nobody on, one out here in the 7th. Jeff West down 2-1. They need one here to extend it. That one inside, and he takes ball 4. And Boyer heads to first base with one out, and quickly a courtesy runner will come in. And that'll be Brockstrom again. Now it looks like we'll have a new hitter here as well. Instead of Eli Roberts, going to be a freshman in Tucker Holtis. So a big spot here for the freshman in the 7th inning as team down 1 with a runner at 1st and 1 down. just be the fourth plate appearance for Holtis this season, as he's walked twice and his one official at bat, he has gotten a single. So he's one for one officially this season. So the courtesy runner, Brockstrom at first, as McAfee again still trying to pitch his way out of this inning to end the ball game. As again, the umpire behind home plate getting the scorecard up to date. So again, McAfee back to work now out of the stretch as Holtis steps in. That's from the left side. And that one is thrown behind him and hits the backstop and a wild pitch. And Brockstrom moves up to scoring position. So Brockstrom now at second base. The count is 1-0 here on Holtis. Here's the pitch. Good comeback pitch there, catching the outside corner for strike one. So a chance for Jeff West to tie the game. They're down 2-1. You're in the seventh. They got a runner at second with one out. Holtis, the pitch hitter, takes upstairs. Now 2-1. See if McAfee can pitch out of this spot here to close this one out. That one swung on and missed. Good pitch right there by McAfee, and the count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Glancing back at second, Brockstrom the runner. The 2-2. Outside, 3 balls and 2 strikes, so the count goes full. Dalton Bateman, the junior, standing on deck. Big pitch coming up here for McAfee. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lifts and fires. Fouled away. So another one coming up here at 3-2. Brockstrom at second. One out here in the top of the seventh. Jeff West down by one. Sabetha with a 2-1 lead. Holtis at the plate, count is full. McAfee fires. Swung on and missed, and he got the strikeout. And Jeff West down to their final outs here in the ballgame. It'll be up to Dalton Bateman. That's 7 strikeouts now for Christian McAfee. And he'll step off the rubber as Brockstrom dives back head first into second base. So just need the one out here at home with Bateman. Chance to end this game. Runner at second, 2 down. Sabetha trying to hold on for a 2-1 win. McAfee's pitch. Right down Broadway, strike one. Bateman in his last at bat, he was responsible for driving in the lone run, but he grounded into a double play. This one low and outside, good stop there by Herman, and the count is 1-1. He bats from the left side, open on his stance. Base hit could tie the game. Here's the pitch. That is in there again, strike two. So Bateman down to his final strike. Needs to protect. Brockstrom at second, 2 down, a 1-2 count. Sabetha trying to hold on for the game one win. McAfee lifts and fires. Inside, nearly got him. Bateman gets out of the way, and the count's now 2-2. Keating is due up next if Bateman's able to get on. But again, down to their final strike. Count it 2-2. McAfee a glance back at second. The pitch. Ground ball left side, could end it. Garber has it. Throw over to first. It's low, but it is scooped out wonderfully by Grimm in what potentially could have saved the game, as it's dug out at first by Grimm, and the ball game is over. So Sabetha wins it by a final score of 2-1, and we'll wrap things up when we come back.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in. Talk to us. We can discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson. Come see us. Kellerman Insurance in Holton. Plan now for peace of mind later.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
KNZA.
Well, Sabetha wins it 2-1 over Jefferson West. As we wrap up our broadcast here this afternoon, they'll have a second game coming up here in about a half hour or so. So if you're in the area, want to come check out some good Big 7 baseball, come on out to the ballpark and check out game number 2. But the final lines here for Sabetha, who now improves to 8-3 overall with that win, now 4-3 inside the Big 7. Jeff West with the loss. They dropped to 5-2. And 3-2 in league play. Jeff West, start with Sabetha here. 2 runs, 4 hits, 1 error. They left 6 on base. Jeff West had 1 run, 1 hit. They committed 6 errors and left 3 on base here this afternoon. Runs in the second and third inning for Sabetha. Jeff West got their lone run in the fifth. They had the tying run in scoring position in the seventh, but a ground out by Dalton Bateman ends the ball game. Couple of shout-outs to Josh Herman, the catcher, who made some great plays today defensively for Sabetha. He gunned down 3 runners trying to steal second throughout the course of the game, and then he also tagged out a runner at home early on in the ball game. That was back in the third inning when Jeff West was trying to get a run on the board after a base hit to left field, but some great play by Herman. But Christian McAfee, the 2 runs, or I should say the 1 run given up, was thanks to an error, so it was an unearned run, and he pitches the whole ball game, 7 innings, giving up just 1 hit, no earned runs, with 7 strikeouts. And he did walk a couple of batters, but a very nice night for Christian McAfee, who picks up the win, and Devin Watkins suffers the loss for Jefferson West. So again, the final tally, Sabetha 2 runs, 4 hits, 1 error, and 6 left on base. Jeff West 1 hit. With 1 run, they had 6 errors and left 3 on base here this afternoon. So, again, if you can make it on out to the ballpark for game 2, come on out. Expect another good, tight ball game here. It's overcast conditions, but the temperatures